This is Bird Note. Imagine riding on horseback across a vast prairie where native grasses stood higher than your head. Such a sea of grass once stretched from Manitoba to Texas, a landscape of almost unimaginable natural abundance. Heading west, Lewis and Clark came upon savannas as far as the eye could see, covered with herds of bison, elk, antelope, and deer. Today, organizations like the Missouri Prairie Foundation are preserving and restoring remnants of this American landscape. Here in spring, blue-stemmed grasses, some nearly 6 feet tall, wave gently in a soft morning breeze. Greater prairie chickens whoop in loud courtship displays. At dawn, a Henslow's sparrow perches to sing its abrupt song, followed by the sweet voice of an eastern meadowlark. A dickcissel offers its rough notes. Then, a field sparrow outsings them all. Only a tiny fraction of the original tall grass prairie remains, its rich soils now nurturing agricultural crops. And some of the birds that lived there have become rare. Seeing even a remnant helps us imagine the sights and sounds of that great sea of grass. For BirdNote, I'm Mary McCann.